Hello and welcome to our Secular Overeaters podcast series, where you'll hear from speakers who have found recovery from food and other addictions without God. For additional information, go to secularovereaters.org. And now let's get to today's podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the fourth gathering of Secular Overeaters. I'm Melissa, a recovering compulsive eater and sugar addict. It's wonderful to see everyone again. Secular Overeaters is an informal community and resource hub created to support the physical, emotional, and integrative recovery of Overeaters Anonymous members and others who don't identify with a traditional 12-step presentation of God. We recognize that theist and patriarchal language can not only alienate, but also cause additional harm to many who come to the rooms seeking relief from compulsive overeating and food behaviors. Our mission is to provide secular resources, including literature, podcasts, workshops, meeting listings, and fellowship, and most importantly, a safe, inclusive space for all as we support each other on the lifelong journey of recovery. Our agenda for today is to update the community on Secular Overeaters initiatives that were identified after our first gathering in January. This will be followed by a recovery inventory group exercise and end with our guest speaker, Jeffrey Munn, author of Staying Sober Without God. In addition, everyone is invited to stay after the meeting to visit informally, and there will be a breakout room for newcomers. We will start with a Serenity poem. If you would like, please unmute and join your voice with the group. We seek the serenity,
to
accept the serenity, things we cannot change,
courage to change
the things we can, wisdom to know the difference.
We have 8 initiatives that we've been working on for the last 3 months. These initiatives were identified at our first community gathering in January. We'll now hear from a representative from each initiative who will speak for 2 minutes on each topic. And Rob will be our timekeeper. Thank you, Rob. We'll start with Jen G talking about best practices. And then Kathy will be up next to report on the community name. So Jen, take it away.
Hi, my name is Jen. I have an eating disorder and I have been working on the best practices committee. Let me talk first about the goal of this. This was to collect information to publish on our website, just best practices collected from the community, from all of you, about how you approach your abstinence, your recovery, and basically just how you're, you know, how you're living your life with your addiction. So this could include resources such as tips and tricks, slogans, books, podcasts, anything that you found that's been really helpful for your recovery. I have collected some information, but I would love to get more information and participation from members of the community. So I'd be happy to set up a meeting with anybody who's interested. My contact information has been shared in the chat. And, you know, because this is a resource for the community, from the community, it should have more voices representing it than just my own. So would really love it if anyone would like to participate or contribute. Thank you. And I pass.
Great. Thank you so much, Jen. Kathy's up next with a community name. And then after that will be Jim with special focus group and literature.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy, compulsive overeater and a sugar addict. Now, as you know, many of us struggled in the traditional OA meetings because of the religious focus of the traditional 12 steps and 12 traditions. And many of us did not know that there were secular meetings to help us with our recovery. So a group of 7 OA members, we met to determine what label or labels in the drop-down boxes on the OA websites would enable like-minded people to find secular meetings. We developed a survey and made it available in our secular groups so the respondents could vote on which names would help them and others find us. Now, we had a total of 168 respondents. Thank you to all of you who participated. Based on these responses, our final recommendations for new labels are to add atheist, agnostic, secular, as a special focus and add secular as a special topic, and also keep the pre-existing atheist agnostic special topic label. There's a link to the full report in the chat, or there will be. From here, we're going to take the results to the trustees and see if we can have them implement our request to make those changes. Now, Jim is the one that we have entrusted to take the report to the trustees, so he can fill us in on this next step. Thank you, everybody.
I just briefly, the trustee, one of the trustees who is an agnostic is going to bring the motions to the trustee next week. There has been pushback around the word secular, not next week, in the next meeting, I think in November. And we'll see how much we get at this first attempt. I think we'll at least get listed as a special focus.
Thanks, Jim. And then you can go right into your blurb about special focus groups and the literature. And then Peggy will be up next with a newsletter.
The initiative around a special focus service board resulted from a new power that the trustees set up to have special focus service boards for constituencies. And that includes people like Black, Indigenous, people of color, LGBTQ, men, and secular atheist agnostics. So we met, Laura M. and myself were the two, and we explored it, and we decided to go ahead. And there is boilerplate language which we can use. And if we get it, we get a delegate to the World Service Board, and we get one of the trustees officially appointed as a liaison. That'll be an existing trustee, not a new trustee. And there are two agnostics I know of already, one of whom is the regional woman, and she's out about that. So I put out so wave your hand if anybody saw the request for volunteers on the took me a while, I sent it to the wrong place. But we do need to have a few people who will volunteer for that work. We have to come up with some officers, and there are other expectations only that we meet once during the year. So we can do more, and there are things about looking for special literature, workshops, all the kinds of things that an intergroup might do, but it would be for all of us across all of the secular meetings worldwide. So that's where that stands, looking for volunteers. As soon as we get some people that are willing to do it, we'll go ahead and apply. The other initiative that I've been involved in has been literature. Thank you to all the people who took part in that. We focus in on developing a resource manual because we have all these new people showing up and saying, the existing literature doesn't work for me. What can I use to work with? And there are lots of things floating around, but we've decided to try and bring a bunch of them together. And this was based really on Jenny's initial suggestion that we set up a workshop, as some of you know, every Monday for secular sponsors to talk about a different tool that they were using. And so this resource manual is largely based on the contents of that workshop. And so in the next week, I want to thank all the people, there are about 11 of us who worked on it, particularly Peggy, who's done a bunch of the editing, and Alan S., who contributed a lot of the content, and all the sponsors who took the time to speak. Every week we had a different sponsor for almost a year. And so we'll have a URL, at least probably a PDF without in the next week or so. This is a first draft. We want to get it out so people can start using it for yourself and for others that you're working with, accountability buddies, sponsees, recovery circles. And we'll gather comments. And then after a couple of months, we see what we get back. We'll try and make a more finished, polished, well graphically designed thing. But so look for something in your Google group. And if you're not a member of the Google group, get on it so you can get it. And it'll also be in the newsletter, thanks to Peggy. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. And on that note, we will go to Peggy for an update on the newsletter. And then next will be Jana for newcomer and sponsor packets.
Okay. I just have a very quick update on the Secular Overeaters Community newsletter. Two issues have been published so far in September and October, and probably many of you have seen one or both of those. And the back issues will also be placed on the secularovereaters.org website. The main thing I wanted to let you know is that we would love to have submissions for the newsletter. So you might know of an event or a new meeting, or there might be a resource like an article or a book or a website that you have found very helpful and you'd like to share with others. And what we're doing is just putting brief blurbs and connections to more information. So if you have any of those things or just any feedback on the newsletter, just send a note to secularovereaters@gmail.org and we'll include it in an upcoming one. And I'll pass to Jan.
Thanks, Peggy. Jana, you're up next. And then Carolina about sponsoring.
Hi, I'm Jana. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I'll give you a little information on some of the secular overeater information packets. You can request additional information if you are a newcomer to OA or are interested in becoming a sponsor. So we've got a Introducing Overeaters Anonymous, Where Do I Start? And everything a newcomer needs to know. It includes things like the 12 steps, suggestions for recovery, and plan of eating and FAQ. And then there's a newcomer's kind of newsletter that has lots of resources and links to help get you started. And starting June 30th, we have to date sent out 128 packets. And then there are sponsor packets if you are interested in becoming a secular sponsor. Brochure talks about how to know when you're ready, and there are lots of links and resources. And then another little packet of information. And we started sending those out October 3rd. And to date, we have sent out 12 packets.
Thanks, Jana. Carolina, you're up next.
Hi, my name is Carolina. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm going to give you an update on our sponsorship initiative. We have done two workshops so far, one on accountability buddies on the 28th of June, where we talked about the concept of an accountability buddy and did an exercise together. Hopefully, those of you who were looking for one were able to find a buddy in the meantime. On the 3rd of October, we did a sponsor panel where four secular sponsors talked about their experiences as a sponsor. We saw that there are many ways, many different ways to sponsor somebody and also tools one can use. Maybe a couple of you have given becoming a sponsor a second thought. If you're interested in receiving a sponsor packet, see the link in the chat. We're going to offer the Secular Overeater Sponsor Panel again with another set of experienced sponsors in January 2022. If you're willing to be on our next panel, please put your name in the chat with your contact information. Also, if you want to sign up for the sponsor panel in January, see also the link in the chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolina. Next up is Georgie, and she is going to talk about events, and then we'll finish with Jenny.
Thank you, Melissa. Hi, everyone. I'm Georgie. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm here to give an update on the events initiative. So we kick things off with an Ask It Basket in April, where we encouraged open, honest, and respectful discussion about the community's burning questions, such as how do I practice the steps in a secular way? And then in May, we were joined by Alan S., who gave us the Time Workshop. So that was a trigger inventory management exercise, which focused on six categories of triggers: food, restaurants, people, situations, celebrations, and travel, where Alan meticulously took us through management strategies for how to avoid triggers from each of those categories. And as has just been said, then in June, we co-produced an accountability buddy workshop with the sponsor initiative committee. And I'm actually happy to say I found my accountability buddy through that workshop. So very grateful to that workshop. So we've had three events this year and we are looking to put on more. So if any of you have any suggestions, please feel free to contact myself or Jenny or Jana, and I will drop my contact details in the chat now. So yeah, please, if you have any ideas, do reach out. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgie. And finally, we'll have Jenny with new meetings and fundraising.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jenny, sugar addict and compulsive eater. I think since the last time we met, we have four new meetings. One is an unregistered meeting, which means that they can use non-OA literature and steps. It's called Secular Mental Health Tools, and it meets on Tuesdays. There's also a secular men's group that meets very early in the morning on Thursdays, and a new meeting that focuses, it's a secular meeting focusing on anorexia that meets on Friday mornings, and Safe Haven, which meets on Saturdays, also in the morning. And also, I just want to put a shout out for the monthly Freethinker Alternative Step Study Group. It meets monthly, and we talk about the step of the month, and we compare different versions of the steps. I just want to give the same advice that you hear at regular OA, which is that you should try at least 5 of our different secular meetings. Each one has a different vibe, and if you don't like one, please try another. And also, if there are meetings that you don't, you know, their times are not good for you, start your own meeting. We've had, since the pandemic, we've had like 20 different meetings that started. And so people can do it. Find a buddy and start a meeting. And Secular OA can provide you with sample scripts. We can give you a Zoom room to meet in. Just go to secularovereaters.org. And you will find, if you do a search for starting a meeting, you'll find information. I also just want to let you know about our fundraising. Everybody has been really generous. We currently have an annual budget of $1,400, which covers the cost of ordering and mailing newcomer and sponsor packets, our web and podcast fees, as well as 2 Zoom licenses, which are available, as I said before, for meeting use. And if you haven't made a donation before, please consider making one. We're going to be doing a big fundraising push sometime in the future, but if you can give some today, that would be great. And I put the link in the chat, and there's also links in the chat about starting a new meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Jenny. And a huge thank you goes to everyone involved in helping to develop our initiatives. Together, we get better, and we are navigating and pioneering a Secular Overeaters program together. If you're interested in volunteering, we need your help. Please use the link in the chat that says get involved to let us know your areas of interest and skills.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to support our efforts, please visit secularovereaters.org and consider making a donation.